Welcome to League Park in Cleveland, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Billy Rogel. Batting second. The third baseman, Buddy Meyer. Batting third. The center fielder, Ira Flagstead. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Phil Toth. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Ken Williams. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Doug Tate. Batting seventh. The catcher, Charlie Berry. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Wally Gerber. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Slim Harris. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Slim Harris. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Sam Langford. Batting second. The second baseman, Carl Lind. Batting third. The shortstop, Joe Sewell. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Johnny Hodapp. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Ed Morgan. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Homer Summa. Batting seventh. The center fielder, George Gherkin. Batting eighth. The catcher, Chick Autry. Batting ninth. The pitcher, George Grant. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, George Grant. And now, play ball. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Gherkin, who is chasing the ball. Rogel reaches third base with a triple. Buddy Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hodapp fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ira Flagstead is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flagstead takes first base on ball four. Phil Toth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Toth hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lind fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Sam Langford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Langford hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Rogel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Carl Lind is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lind hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lind moves to third. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp hits a fly ball into left field. William settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Sewell. The throw from Berry and he is safe. Sewell steals second. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Rogel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gherkin throws the ball into Sewell who tags Williams trying to catch an extra base, for the out. One out. Doug Tate is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tate hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Charlie Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hodapp fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Homer Summa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summa hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Flagstead. Summa reaches second base with a double. George Gherkin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gherkin hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Summa tags and moves to third. One out. Chick Autry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Autry hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Tate. Autry reaches second base with a double. Summa scores. It's 1-0, Indians. George Grant is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grant strikes out. Two outs. Sam Langford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Langford is 0-for-1 in the game. Langford hits a fly ball into right field. Tate settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Red Sox 0. The Red Sox will come to bat. Wally Gerber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerber hits a line drive into center field. Gherkin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Slim Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. Rogel hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lynn scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Harris moves to second. Two outs. Buddy Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 0-for-1 in the game. Meyer hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Harris moves to third. Ira Flagstead is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flagstead is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Flagstead hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Red Sox 0. The Indians will come to bat. Carl Lind is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lind is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Lind hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Flagstead. Lind reaches second base with a double. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Sewell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lind scores. It's 2-0, Indians. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp is 0-for-1 in the game. Hodapp hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Williams throws the ball into Rogel, who tags Hodapp, trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Sewell moves to third. One out. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0-for-1 in the game. Morgan hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Harris has Sewell trapped. There's the throw to Berry and over to Meyer, who tags Sewell for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Homer Summa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summa is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Summa hits a fly ball into right field. Tate settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Red Sox 0. The Red Sox will come to bat. Phil Tote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tote is 0-for-1 in the game. Tote hits a ball on the ground towards first. Morgan scoops it up and throws to first, with Grant covering, for the out. One out. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Williams is called out on strikes. Two outs. Doug Tate is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tate is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Tate hits a fly ball into left field. Langford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. George Gerken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerken is 0 for 0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. Gerken hits a ball on the ground towards third. Meyer fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Chick Autry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Autry is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Autry hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. George Grant is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grant is 0 for 1 in the game. Grant bunts towards first. Tote scoops it up and throws to first, with Rogel covering, for the out. Autry moves to second. Two outs. Sam Langford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Langford is 0 for 2 in the game. Langford hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Rogel misplays the ball. That's an error on Rogel. Autry moves to third. Carl Lind is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lind is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. Lind hits a fly ball into center field. Flagstead settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Charlie Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0 for 1 in the game. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Grant fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Wally Gerber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerber is 0 for 1 in the game. Gerber hits a fly ball into left field. Langford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Slim Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Harris hits a line drive towards third. Hodap reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Sewell hits a fly ball into center field. Flagstead settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Hodap is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodap is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hodap hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Rogel reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0 for 2 in the game. Morgan takes first base on ball 4. Homer Summa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Morgan. The throw from Berry and he is out, Rogel applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. Rogel hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Buddy Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Meyer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ira Flagstead is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flagstead is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Flagstead hits a fly ball into left field. Langford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Phil Tote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tote is 0 for 2 in the game. Tote hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Meyer moves to third. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Williams hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Meyer scores. Tote moves to second. It's 2-1, Indians. Doug Tate is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tate is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Tate hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lind fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Red Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Homer Summa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summa is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Summa hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Tate settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Gerken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerken is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. Gerken hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Harris fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Chick Autry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Autry is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Autry hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerber scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Charlie Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0-for-2 in the game. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Grant fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Wally Gerber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerber is 0-for-2 in the game. Gerber hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Slim Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Harris bunts towards the mound. Grant fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. Rogel hits a ball on the ground towards first. Morgan scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Rogel for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Red Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. George Grant is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grant is 0-for-1 in the game. Grant hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Sam Langford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Langford is 0-for-3 in the game. Langford bunts towards first. Tote settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carl Lind is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lind is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Lind hits a fly ball into center field. Flagstead settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Rogel fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Buddy Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Meyer hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Autry settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ira Flagstead is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flagstead is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Flagstead takes first base on ball 4. Phil Tote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tote is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Tote hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is bouncing around. Summa is chasing the ball. Tote rounds third and comes all way home with an inside the park two-run home run. It's 3-2, Red Sox. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lynn scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Doug Tate is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tate is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Tate takes first base on ball 4. Charlie Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0-for-3 in the game. Berry strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hodapp hits a ball on the ground towards third. Meyer fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Morgan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Meyer fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Homer Summa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summa is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Summa hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerber scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Indians 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Wally Gerber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerber is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Gerber hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Slim Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Harris strikes out. Two outs. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel is 1-for-4 in the game, with a triple. Rogel hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Glenn Myatt pinch hits for George Gherkin. Glenn Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Flagstead. Myatt reaches second base with a double. Chick Autry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Autry is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Autry hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Myatt scores. It's Red Sox, 3, Indians, 3. Ed Morris now pitching. Ed Montague pinch runs for Chick Autry. George Grant is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grant is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Grant strikes out. One out. Sam Langford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Langford is 0-for-4 in the game. Langford hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Flagstead, who is chasing the ball. Langford reaches third base with a triple. Montague goes all the way around to score. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 4, and Boston Red Sox, 3. Goodbye from League Park in Cleveland.